Angie, and welcome back to another recap and review of HBO's The Last of Us on Infamous Virus. This is, like, my third warning now. I haven't played The Last of Us Part 1 or 2. All I know about the game is what's been shown on the show so far, and then random facts just from passively listening to Action Button's The Last of Us review video, which I would highly recommend for a fascinating deep dive. The Last of Us is an American post-apocalyptic drama television series created by Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann for HBO. Based on the 2013 video game developed by Naughty Dog, the series is set 20 years after a mass fungal infection caused by a mutation of cordyceps, which sparked a global pandemic. The infection causes its victims to transform into hostile, cannibalistic creatures resembling zombies. The series follows Joel, Pedro Pascal, a smuggler tasked with escorting the teenager Ellie, Bella Ramsey, across a post-apocalyptic United States. Episode 5, Endurance Survive. After a resistance movement overthrows the government and takes control of Kansas City, Missouri, their leader, Kathleen Coughlin, sets out to find the government informants, including Henry Burrell, who she blames for the death of her brother Michael. Henry and his brother Sam hide out in a secret bunker with Eldenstein. 10 days later, with Eldenstein missing and lacking food, the brothers track down Joel and Ellie, who Henry believes can help them escape the city. Kathleen's second-in-command, Perry, finds her at her old house. Kathleen admits Michael had told her to forgive Henry for his actions, but she vows vengeance anyway, and Perry agrees. After a standoff, Henry proposes a plan to use the underground tunnels to escape. Joel hesitantly agrees. In an underground bunker, Ellie continues to bond with Sam. Henry admits he was responsible for the capture and death of Michael. He provided his whereabouts to the government in exchange for medication for Sam's leukemia. After they leave the tunnels, a sniper attacks the group. Joel kills him, but finds he worked with Kathleen. She shortly arrives with her militia. As Kathleen prepares to kill Henry, a truck falls underground, releasing a massive crowd of infected, including a heavily mutated host known as a bloater. Urging Kathleen to reach safety, Perry is killed by the bloater. Joel uses the sniper rifle to protect Ellie, who helps Sam and Henry escape. As they do so, Kathleen confronts them, but a child clicker promptly kills her. Later in a motel while in private, Sam shows Ellie an infected bit him during the attack. Admitting her immunity, Ellie tries to use her blood to heal Sam. She promises to stay up with him through the night, but inadvertently falls asleep. The next morning, Sam, now infected, attacks Ellie. Henry hesitates but kills him. A distraught Henry then kills himself. Joel and Ellie bury them. Ellie silently apologizes to Sam, and they continue their journey west. The opening of this episode was super, like, violent and graphic and really, really chilling. It truly just shows the horror in this world of, like, a government society being overthrown by the people in it. I really enjoyed getting a bit more backstory on Henry and Sam with this opening sequence of the episode. During the outbreak, did they change the formula for making crayons? Because those were quite vibrant on, like, cardboard and brick walls. Another thing, I'm also pretty sure that, like, acrylic or wall or latex paint isn't maybe the best thing to put on your face when your resources for water are probably limited, but I thought it was a really cute scene and a nice little character thing. I gotta give mad props to the production designers and art directors for this episode, because it was stunning and very, very realistic. It was really nice to see Ellie get to be a kid again. It was probably also good for her in terms of the show to have a little break from all the doom and gloom that's following her and Joel around. When they went to the underground bunker and it was empty, I was like, they haven't really shown any, like, kids that got infected. Like, we've only really seen adults. Like, I wonder if, like, the mutation even works on kids because they're, like, so small and stuff. By the end of the episode, I was very pleasantly surprised when the kid clicker shows up and was absolutely batshit crazy. This episode was stressful as hell, which I think is a good way to show just what an amazing piece of television it is. As soon as the truck, like, went into the sinkhole under the house, I had to pause, like, every 5 minutes and just, like, take a second, because it was so fast-paced and, like, high-strung. It was, like, making my heart race. So special thanks to my boyfriend for calming me down during those breaks, because he sat across the room and just watched me go, no, 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 the entire episode. Like, as soon as shit hit the fan, I was yelling at the computer. I could tell during this scene that either Sam or Henry was gonna get bit. It just seemed kind of inevitable. So the scene where Ellie and Sam, Ellie tries to cure his bite with her blood, was just heartbroken, because I knew enough that I don't think it would work that easily, and that just seems like too much of a, like a, lazy writing thing, if she can just put her blood on a bite and it cures it. Once, like, Sam, once he's infected, lashes out at Ellie, and they break into the room that Henry and Joel are in, and they're fighting and screaming and stuff, like, just the look on Joel's face, and, like, how much he was just fighting to, like, try and save Ellie, just, like, really shows, like, how much he's starting to care about her in the show, which is good. Henry and Sam's deaths were so sad. With Sam, there's really nothing else they can do because they don't have a cure yet, and it's just really sad how Henry didn't even realize in the moment that he shot his brother, and I really respected the director's choice to not have them show their dead bodies, and instead have Joel and Ellie silently bury them. I feel so bad for everyone in the show because it feels like as soon as they meet Joel and Ellie, they get killed instantly, and Joel and Ellie are out on their own again. Once again, just another amazing episode of the show. They really haven't missed yet with a single episode, and it makes me so excited for Sunday, or in this episode's case, Friday nights. If you haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet, I would highly recommend seeking it out. If you've gotten a chance to watch it, let me know what you think about it down in the comments. Make sure to hit subscribe, and thank you so much for watching. Stay groovy.